Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and today we're going back to December 2019 to tell you the top story from the Bugle podcast that week. There was an early Christmas gift for us all in the form of Donald Trump's first impeachment. I was joined by Alice Fraser and Hari Kondabolu to dissect the news in issue 4134 entitled Mike Pence Gets Horny. I said it. Top story this week, it's official, Trumpeachment is going ahead. Hari, this is a wonderful moment for everyone who enjoys pointless impeachment procedures that don't have even a snowball's hope in hell of reaching a guilty verdict. What a week it must have been.
Yeah, but you have to remember, this is a symbolic victory, and that's the Democrats' favorite kind of victory. So, yeah, we got another one.
I'm just disappointed in the fact that the impeachment process isn't more sort of old-fashioned and humiliating. I was hoping for someone to be sort of dragged around on a cart while people throw rotten fruit at them, but apparently it's all just quite official and you're allowed to...
Yes. I mean, I'm not sure that the peach bit of impeachment did come from the fruit, Alice, but I'm not an entomologist. I have to ask my sister. It has highlighted the total f***edness of the American system, essentially, that the chances of impeachment being voted for this week are basically 100%. The chance of a guilty verdict are basically 0%. It splits completely on political ground. So, I mean, essentially, what this has shown is that truth in American politics can constitutionally go f*** itself.
Well, I mean, Mitch McConnell said that I'm not going to pretend to be an unbiased juror, which is genuinely the most bananas thing I've ever heard
someone say.
In an ordinary court case, that would mean you would throw out the jury and get a new one. Can we do that? Can we throw out the Senate and get a new one?
Well, the thing is, if you start throwing out everyone in America who will be biased in this case, you will end up with a guy who's been missing somewhere in the Appalachians for the last 85 years.
or Jimmy Hoffa.
I guarantee you there's 12 people in America who just have never heard of Trump.
The trial starts in the middle of January, in theory, and Pelosi won't transmit the articles of impeachment until she gets certain... this is the theory, that she's not going to transmit the articles of impeachment until she gets certain assurances, which I don't think is going to happen since McConnell creates the rules. And so I actually dug up some of the rules using my cyber hacking ability.
that's what you're on the show for, Harry.
Yeah, I had to hack into the mainframe, and this is what I pulled out. Apparently, here are the rules that McConnell wants: no new witnesses, no new testimony, no mention of the word Ukraine, no mention of guilty without the word not, no mention of hands. No one is allowed to use the bathroom until the trial is over. No sex in the champagne room.
Oh, come on!
There's no sex in the champagne room. Oh, absolutely.
Did
positively.
John F. Kennedy die in vain?
It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the thing is that things like the overwhelming weight of evidence are of little matter in America at any level, least of all at the very top. So we've got to kind of look for, you know, at least moments to lift the soul. And I think we had that this year with Donald Trump's letter to Nancy Pelosi. Because sometimes great artists achieve something so perfect that it encapsulates everything about their craft, their skill, their unique genius. You think of, you know, the Parthenon as the expression of classical Athenian architecture. You think of the Sistine Chapel for Michelangelo, maybe Hamlet for Shakespeare, Rodin's Burgers of Calais, you know, one of the great high points of modern sculpture, Diego Maradona's goal against England in the 1986 World Cup. For f***'s sake, tackle the... that man or ball doesn't... you think of Roger Federer demolishing Leighton Hewitt at the US Open final in 2004. You think of Kajagoogoo's hit 1980s single Too Shy, or VVS Laxman's 281 against Australia in 2001. Or even a very fine joke I myself wrote about the Syrian crisis. But with Trump, one of the most original performance artists of all time, a boundary-blasting, shape-shifting, convention-crushing redefiner of his genre, this was his masterpiece, a six-page concerto of the chaotic arts, a symphony for the shit-for-brained, a full-scale, all-encompassing expression of the Trumpelstiltskian oeuvre, an epistolary strop of such delusionary perfection as to make fans of the art form stop, take a deep breath and think, this... it's what I live for. I don't know how you, buglers, get your moments of spiritual peace and uplift. Maybe you listen to a perfect song by Schubert, or sink your eyes into a painting by Rothko, or maybe listen to a bugle mashup by Chris. But if you are a fan of Trump, a Fox aficionado, a Make America a Gobshite Again hat wearer, this letter will be forever your inner sanctuary of perfect soulfulness. It was truly one of the most extraordinary combinations of words and letters ever put to paper in the history of language.
It was truly amazing. I went to an all-girls high school when, you know, bitchy letters to each other, which ran through series of half-imaginary offences, were the currency. And yet I have never read something that was quite this incoherently petty.
What I love about it is the fact that he has such a limited vocabulary. And most people, when you have a limited vocabulary, you use a thesaurus. But he can't use a thesaurus, because if he uses a thesaurus, that means the thesaurus is better than he is. And his refusal to ever admit that he's wrong means these are the best words. There are no other words that could possibly be better than these words.
Let's look at some of those words now. He wrote, "You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment." Which I actually think is quite a nice word.
Impeachment, it's a very nice word. It's got a nice roll off the tongue to it. It also feels like that sentence begins somewhere that it doesn't end. It feels like there's a cheapen the importance of the very ugly word. I mean, how important is this ugly?
Also, don't body shame a word.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's like treaty, isn't it? Treaty. I mean, it's disappointing. You know, it sounds like it's going to be full of treats, and generally it's just full of rather tedious clauses. He said, "This is even worse than offending the founding fathers." Now, I imagine the founding fathers are pretty much immune to offence by now after the last 4 years. In fact, the most common phrase in Ouija board sessions with the founding fathers is, "For f*** sake, that's obviously not what we meant." And interestingly, and perhaps absolutely, the official abbreviation for founding fathers is FFS. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
He also said, "You are offending Americans of faith by continually saying you pray for the president when you know this statement is not true." It's not that it's not true. That she doesn't pray for the president. It's just it doesn't fucking work, obviously. I mean, prayer at best is statistically ineffective, but praying for this president for numerous reasons, I think, is pretty much guaranteed a 0% success rate. He went on to say, "You have developed a fully fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome," which is not so much the pot calling the kettle black as the pot calling the hamster a pot. And he said, you view democracy as your enemy. Bear in mind, this is, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. She's devoted most of her life to democracy. Whatever side of the political seesaw you're on, that is a fact. Donald Trump, by contrast, dipped into it as a bit of a PR stunt a few years ago and has spent the entire time since then treating democracy with the same respectful duty of care as a devil-worshipping slash-metal guitarist in a giant penis outfit at a nun's funeral. In any case, I don't think democracy is the enemy. It's more of a weird, deranged and wildly temperamental uncle. It's not an enemy at the moment. This was, I think, perhaps my favourite bit. Donald Trump wrote, "More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials." I mean, that is one hell out of all the things he said, Hari, in the last 4 years. That's up there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's up there. Also, I think part of why it's so incredible is that you get his insanity one tweet at a time. To read a full letter filled with so many sentences that he vaguely tried to connect to each other is remarkable. Remarkable. I mean, honestly, it barely reads as a full letter. It's really just a series of tweets he wrote down all at once.
I'm starting to think that maybe the Democrats are wrong and the Republicans are right, because no one can be this terrible. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like maybe there is a conspiracy theory that is painting Trump in a bad light, because surely no one is genuinely this off the wall.
So you're saying his own pen is in on the conspiracy?
Yes, I'm saying that he is part of a conspiracy to paint himself in the worst possible light.
This goes right to the very top.
It goes right to the very top. No one can be this much of an arsehole, and I think his whole tenure is performance art, just seeing how far he can push it.
Turns out. Another part of the conspiracy, I think, also is our shared understanding of words, which has been cultivated over thousands of years, all part of a conspiracy for us to interpret the words he is using as f***ed up.
Well, I guess when it comes to the Salem witch trials, you know, he hasn't yet been offered the option of being dunked in a pond.
Yes.
To prove... I mean, I don't think that happened at the Salem witch trials, but let's assume that it did.
Well, they had, I mean, they could do the old flour trial,
right,
which is where you have to eat a spoonful of flour, and if you can swallow it down, it means your mouth is moist,
right,
and therefore you're not lying.
Right.
Whereas if your mouth is dry, then you are lying.
Okay.
That's science.
Right. Yeah, but he doesn't really believe in science, so I don't know if he's going to go for that. Trump also, at a rally, suggested that the recently deceased John Dingell, record-breaking congressman who had 59 years in Congress, World War veteran, was in hell, looking up from hell. And even some of his own crowd seemed to gasp at that. I mean, maybe, again, you know, we see this from our own position here in our lefty bubbles, that actually this is what the disenfranchised Rust Belt voters wanted. They wanted a president who was prepared to say that a lifelong public servant and war hero had gone to hell, because they've not had that kind of president. And at last, they have that kind of, maybe, you know, second only to the US Embassy moving to Jerusalem. That was absolutely crucial to the reinvigoration of the Rust Belt. And, of course, a clampdown on reproductive rights. I think that's what it was all about as well. I mean, if anything, reproductive rights have been siphoning money and opportunity away from the old industrial heartlands more than anything else. But at least now they do have a president who said that a war hero has gone to hell. That was today's top story.
To find out the top story in March 2024, why not buy tickets to the Bugle live show that goes on through that month? Tickets and venue details available at thebuglepodcast.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.